Reds and Phillies, 2-3 at Citizens Bank Park. Hall of Fame pitcher Jim Bunning honored before the game. Bunning died late Friday night at the age of 85. We pick up the action in this one in the top of the first.
Swing and a high fly ball, well hit. Left center field, going back to the track is Altair. At the wall, he's out of room, it's gone. And a two-run home run for Zach Cozart.
There you have it, he turns on it. Looking up is Schebler, and no doubt about it, second deck for Michael Saunders, and the Phillies tie it up. He swings and hits that one well in the left field. Looking up is Duvall. Forget about it. That ball is way gone. And the Phillies take a 3-2 lead. Suarez leads off second. 1-1 pitch. Line drive, right field, and that's going to get in for a hit. Suarez is going to round third, and he will score. And we are tied up at 3. Count 2-2. And that's a line drive base hit
or
in center field. Aaron Altair being waved to. Here comes the throw to the plate.
The Phillies walk off a winner, 4-3 your final over the Reds. Tommy Joseph, your hero, both of his hits proved to be difference makers. Hector Neris pitched a scoreless ninth. He gets the win, evening his record at 2-2 on the season. Pete McKinnon's squad walked off a winner Saturday. The skipper then talked to the media after the game.
Cesar led off with that home run. That was a good sign. We had a couple more home runs. Joseph and Saunders hit that bomb. You know what? I think we have 5 walk-offs this year so far, which is what we had all year last year. So maybe we should just try to play to a tie in the ninth and just keep walking off. That'd be fun. Eichhoff, he wasn't at his best. I've seen him better. He got into a little trouble. He hung some curveballs. We need to get him going to where he's consistent. Pitched pretty well. But what about that bullpen? That bullpen has been outstanding, I think. Almost 20 innings without a run. You can't ask for more than that. And Tommy Joseph, he's been coming up big in big situations and coming through for us. And it wouldn't have happened if Altair wasn't heads up and advanced on that ball in the dirt. That was huge, obviously. So good day. Maybe I should have a meeting every night.
Both of Tommy Joseph's 2 hits on Saturday were impactful, but it was the second one that sent the Phillies home a winner. Here's Joseph talking about his walk-off hit.
Yeah, how about that? What a day. Tremendous job by Eichhoff.
Hey, Tommy, watch out behind you, brother.
Yeah, is it going to get bad here?
Yeah, here it goes. Your buddy Let Cameron.
That's okay. You know what? Give him the towel.
Yeah, we'll wait till he gets his headset back on because at this point.
The Rain Man, Cameron Rupp.
That's right. Tommy, doesn't he know that's an expensive piece of electronic equipment that you're wearing?
I don't think Cam's too worried about it right now.
Hey, I got to ask you, Aaron Altair's speed and base and instincts running the bases got him down to second on the ball in the dirt. Did that change the complexion of the at-bat? I mean, were you sort of in move the runner mode there?
No, I was really in trying to get something to the outfield. Obviously, like you said, an incredible job by Altair. He's an incredible baseball player. He's got incredible instincts. I mean, you could just watch him play the outfield and know that. And for him to get to second base, get into scoring position, and then from there, I knew if I got it to the outfield, the game was over. That's how quick he is.
The series concludes Sunday. Scott Feldman on the mound for Cincinnati against Zach Eflin for Philly.